only going to be two or three of us that will always sit down next to that darn thing.
Yeah, it picks up real well. All room.
Okay.
Thank you.
Planning to come on Saturday as well, so
okay,
it's good.
And I think Teresa's out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is her husband? Do you know if her husband plans to come or no?
We weren't sure. I think last week Teresa suggested that she was going to talk to him and see if he could bring by the mast and maybe some other stuff sometime during the week, or maybe on Saturday.
Okay.
But I haven't heard back.
Okay. So what happened? Because I was gone from May 27 till now. I saw some of your email traffic. What is our status of things?
Okay, well, we haven't made any changes or anything to any of the antennas as far as I know.
Okay.
So I basically went and took a look at what the status was of the stuff that we have in the trailer right now. So, I mean, we have, I think, everything we need to operate the two HF stations.
Okay.
With the two antennas, the two transceivers that are in there now. I also have two transceivers that I'll bring with me.
HF?
Yes. And then we have the three mobiles that are kind of spaced out a little bit better, so we could, in theory, operate all three of them at the same time.
Okay.
But those whips on top are kind of sad, and I'm not sure how useful those
would be. We didn't use the whips last year. What we used last year, we found an A3 shack is a multiband antenna, I think, is in the trailer.
Base antenna?
Multiband base antenna.
Okay.
And we hooked a ball up to that one.
Okay.
And then the problem was only one to transmit at a time.
Well, there are two base antennas in the A2 shack.
Right.
So
in the A2 shack.
Well, there, but these those are not multiband. One is a 2 meter and one is a 220. Have we ever used those?
What I think we should do is bring them all to the trailer and hook up what we can on Saturday. It's too late now to go out and try and buy stuff unless we wanted to.
In theory, going in person would probably be the best way to
do it. What we did have was the two poles that were in the A2 shack. Did we put those back after last year or not? I think we did.
So I can get here early and bring things down.
Yeah, that's. Or if we have a chance before, we can always shove them in the trailer, and that doesn't really count as preparing early.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but if we're walking them from the A2 shack, it'd be faster just to take it to VC1 than to drag it to the trailer.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can start on Saturday. I was thinking of showing up around 8.
Okay.
We can't actually start transmitting until 11.
That's right.
And I'll take it myself as an action item to try and contact Jason to find out that the trailer is really going to be moved.
Okay.
He put that in before himself, but I'll double check that will happen, because that's the vital thing.
Right.
Now, if we need cable or connectors or something, I'd be happy to go somewhere and purchase them on Saturday.
Okay.
Does that sound like a possibility?
That's fine.
Because you mentioned that cable deficit.
Okay, so
let's not get stuff we don't need.
Right, so that's why I'm thinking.
So
waiting.
We can do that during the Saturday setup if we have, because June's isn't very far.
Okay.
And we can send someone out, and then we'll just get reimbursed you with the receipts.
Right. That was why I'm bringing it up, just to ask if it sounds feasible.
That's feasible. Fine. And we don't have to start exactly 11 on all
day. If you go to June's, they will make up the cables for you, but they'll charge you extra for it. And those the darn guy that makes up the cables is not all that proficient in making them up.
Do you have a better recommendation?
I do not have a better recommendation close by. Okay. That's about the only one, but... You have to be careful with him when he makes them up, because sometimes he doesn't do the thing quite right. I bought two cables from him, 75-foot 270 instead of the 400. 270 is just a little skinny cable instead of the 400s. That could get him on 270. And it works out pretty good up to 440.
Okay. We have about a 60-foot length of relatively thick cable. It's like LMR 400 thick. I mean, it's pretty thick stuff. But it's terminated by end male connectors, and I wasn't able to find any adapters to PL259s anywhere. So if we wanted to get something and to plan for it, I mean, that might be useful to have two of those adapters.
Are those likely to be available on PetJuns?
The male to female, the end male. You remember those... rotary switches I bought about 7 years ago, they were all end connectors. Yeah, I got the end male to 259 PL at Jones. I got a batch of them there.
We need the end female though, because the cables are terminated by end males.
End male. Yeah, they can. They've got them both there at Jones.
Okay. Well, it'll be like it's supposed to be. It's a field day. You set up and as if it's a real emergency. It will be. We have to dig
bring
a
out your soldering iron
and go. So we'll
do our best. Always an emergency.
All we can try.
I also have the solar panels, the solar controllers, and the 123 batteries. I've already tested those out. The batteries are topped off. Solar panel and the controller all work. It looked like none of that was even used. It was all still pretty much in the box. And so I tested those out. Those all work. I'll bring those on Saturday. There's a 10 watt and a 20 watt. So they're not that great, but it isn't clear from the rules that the battery has to be completely charged by solar in order to get the 100 point bonus.
We won't get 100 point because solar is only if you're.
No. You can get a 100-point bonus for having five or more QSOs on renewable.
Okay.
Separate from the 1A classification.
But let's try and get a rig hooked up to that. We can probably run the KX3 from it on the lower power. You can run
even the big one at 100 watts. I mean, the A123 batteries can handle a pretty high current draw, so it's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah. And you'll be running single sideband most of the time anyway, so it'll be no sweat.
Run one of the KX3s on that. See if we can do that.
Right. What is your time availability look like on Saturday?
Well, I was planning to try to be available from 8 to about 6 or so. I'm sorry?
8 to 6 in the evening?
Yeah, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Splendid.
But unfortunately, now it sounds like the NTS, the traffic nets, might not be operating very much throughout the day. It seems like they've only scheduled a 6 p.m. on Saturday.
What's NTS?
National Traffic System. NTS.
So you can get a 100-point bonus if you send a message to the ARRL section manager or the section emergency coordinator.
Section manager is, what's his name? Greenhut.
So I have that all. I have the radiogram all formatted. I've been sitting in on some of the nets, so I think I can do it without screwing up. The problem is making sure we can connect on 2-meter simplex and being there at the right place at the right time. It might just be at 6 p.m. is the only one that's
scheduled.
There's
another thing with that. They do some HF, and I don't know what the schedule is on HF for the NTS, but they transmit on all of the frequencies.
Is that digital?
HF.
Digital thing.
You can You can do it via WinLink. Not Win, yeah, WinLink. But there's also a CWNet that I think is only 80 meters, which I think we're going to be struggling to do with our equipment.
You guys running any CW at all?
I can't do CW.
I can't either.
I was planning to try using my tablet hooked up to my KX3 to see if I can at least decode the W1A1 bulletins in CW
that
and PSK31.
If your tablet will work on HF, that will work.
Well, yeah, hopefully it'll work, but then unfortunately that's also going to be at 5:30 and 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So that'll be, I want to make sure I try to take care of that, before I leave, but then, right around the time I'm going to get out of here. I also have a satellite antenna that's supposed to arrive today, and if it does, then I'm going to try to test it out tomorrow with some SSB passes. We got two birds coming with some pretty good passes, pretty much back-to-back from 4 to 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try that out and see if that works.
Yeah,
this will be my first time.
Arrow,
yeah.
Yeah, that works pretty good. We had an arrow over there, and the guy did pretty darn good on 5 watts FM up 440, whatever it was. We got several contacts on satellite.
Cool. That's 100 points to get one, to get at least one QSO, so it's worth trying, I think.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the FM satellite, which would be the easiest to use, is not coming up until like 6-ish or so thereabouts.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of challenging, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to try it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be crowded on the FM satellite.
Okay. All sound great.
Sounds like you guys have all said, like I said, if I'm here Saturday morning, I may get my butt over here and use some HF for a hot few minutes.
Okay. I'll be here at 8, and I'll try and stay as long as the last person I'll use.
If for some reason the trailer is not moved, we would still want to try it, give a go at it, because we set up the portable antennas, we have the batteries.
We can do it where it is, but most likely it will be moved.
Okay.
If it's not, we'll send an announcement that where it'll be at its existing spot, and we could always work that spot too, because the generator.
We could run the generator from there. That's
we could run the generator there and everything. We wouldn't have as good a spot for the antennas because of so much building clutter.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
It's a better spot over at BC Block because there are fewer buildings around.
Right.
So you know, you guys are at a handicap right around this general area. You're only 72 feet above sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a handicap. It's just like my house. When we go up to Dominguez Hills College is because it's a little bit higher in the air.
Yeah. And a couple, I mean, right when I started joining the club, they did one truly in the field, and they went to a park
in
El Segundo. There's one of the parks that's on the top of the hill there at El Segundo, and that's a much better spot.
Much better spot.
But maybe in a couple of years we'll try.
Probably about 150 feet of ASCL.
Right, and if I can, I want to take the opportunity to learn as much as I can from you. Even in this meeting, you brought up several things I didn't even have a clue about relevant to field.
Well, it'd be like the blind leading the blind. I mean, I've still been licensed less than a year, and I haven't really gotten a lot of experience, but I'll be happy to.
Go on to the ARRL.org website. There's a really good PDF that has all the information about the rules and everything, where we can get extra points and stuff. And go ahead and download them and read them. That's the best thing you can do.
If you guys go on Twit TV on your computer,
Twit TV?
TWIT TV / what's that? Ham Nation. At 6 p.m. every Wednesday, they have a
podcast.
And they've been talking about Field Day, and they've got some hints in there about Field Day. But that's now. I mean, now Field Day has arrived. That was a couple of days
ago. It's probably a recorded version available.
Yeah, you can go on there and see it.
Yeah, you can download it.
Go on, put TV, and then you scroll over to the right, and you'll find where it says Ham Nation. Because they've got all kinds of things about computers, radios, clocks, watches, everything.
Okay, thank you.
We have a couple of things that we could set up. We have the MFJ 993 antenna tuner that Clark found in his office.
He was moving. An auto tuner?
It's an automatic tuner. So
use it.
It might be nice to have, especially with the TS690. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably want to set that up. The KX3, I think, has a tuner in it.
Yes, it does.
And the KXVA100 has the tuner also?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that would be awesome. We'll use those.
Using auto tuners are lifesavers for the guys that don't know how to manually tune the darn thing.
Last year, I don't think we did any antenna tuning at all.
We just tried to get the signal out. Well, I thought you weren't getting much luck out of one of the antennas, and you used the dipole, and that
worked
fairly well.
We used the dipole all the way to Texas.
Okay.
On that, and we used the Moore's mast.
Okay.
For it and connected it to the fence.
The
mast was in the middle, and then it was sort of down a little bit, sloped down to the fence.
The 20 meter dipole is in the Ziploc bag in the A tube shack.
Right, but we'll use it again.
Okay. Well, if we have something to attach it.
You guys don't have a G5RV, all multi. What is it?
I don't know.
I thought you did.
I haven't spelled
one of those. Antennas that goes from 80 to 6 meters.
So we have a step IR or the crank IR
is just as good. That's darn good, but it's vertical.
It's vertical.
And the only thing about verticals is even at this low level, anything within 20 miles of here you won't be able to contact because the vertical incident will skip over everything. But you'll be able to make some long-distance contacts.
Absolutely.
Have you tried the step IR vertical at all?
We've tested it twice so far.
Yeah.
And we're learning.
That is a good antenna.
It was a little tricky to set up the first time, but it was a lot. It was really easy to change bands and tune it.
Yes.
Compared to the bike pole, you have to lower the thing down and
fiddle with it a little bit. You built-in LEDs to tune it.
Yeah. So Kirk and I did that the first time, and yeah, that was real easy compared to tuning the buddy pole.
Yes, that was a good antenna.
And we have a buddy pole for the KX3.
But
I'm not sure we could use the dipole unless we have some kind of mast.
I think we have mast.
Okay. We have the guy lines and everything we need for the mast too.
We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Which way is your antenna going to be facing, to the east or to the west?
What did you recommend?
Well, I was thinking about the dipoles.
We had it last year. It was on the fence. It's going this way, so it's pretty much north-south. The two ends of it are north-south.
That makes the lobes go east and west.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
good because
we'll mostly be picking up the stuff east of here.
Yeah. I couldn't remember why. Of course, I didn't give you guys that much time either, but I stayed about a couple of hours. I don't think 3 hours.
The propagation wasn't looking good. The sunspots are not looking that great. 20 meters is only going to get us probably in the Midwest area with a big skip zone. 40 meter will get us out to basically just California.
Cross your fingers if you're running 6 meters, because 6 meters may be wide open.
Really? Yeah, that's right. Joe was up in the. He's been up in the shack a lot because
it's
running wild.
On fire, and when it dies, it just dies.
Well, yeah. So we hadn't made any plans to try operating at 6 meter. Does the buddy pool have an option to be set up for 6 meter?
I know. It does a lot.
Crank iron. Have a bag, so.
Crank iron might go to 6.
But it was looking like 10 to 15 meters was going to be pretty poor.
Yeah.
20 meters would probably be our best bet. Well, it's not even that. I mean, even if the sunspots are great, it's just not that good. I mean, you just get a little bit out of Florida and the real tip of the East Coast, and even then, it's pretty poor. But yeah, so you're right. I guess if 6 meters is looking pretty good, then that might be worth a shot.
It might be. And you might be able to get it on the step IR crankup. I don't know whether you can or not.
It's easy to check right here. I got the manuals up here, and I can see what the crank IR's capability is. All right. It doesn't have any, you know, it has these markings at the different lengths for the different bands. It goes down to 10 meters. So if we want to try 6 meters, we might be operating outside of its planned range.
Well,
it might be worth a shot.
You just tune the antenna, tune the radio to the lower portion of, or the middle portion of 6 meters, and crank the antenna all the way short until it gets to where it's resonant.
Right.
That's what I would think I would do.
Is it possible to acquire an antenna appropriate for 6 meter?
I don't think that that's part of it.
You should try to do that.
Yeah,
that's just
be a nice thing.
Okay.
If you go to Judge, you can get a mag mount six meters. Stick it on top of the trailer if you just really wanted to work 6 meters vertical.
Where was that?
Ben Jones.
What? Mag mount 6 meter antenna just screwed in the darn thing. I think it's about 52 inches long for a 6 meter quarter way, halfway. I'll have to look in my garage and see if I've got one of the darn things.
Can our buddy Bull do 6 meters?
Looking now. Let's see. It says, whips only, no coils, no arms, 4.5 sections out each side is the recommended tuning for 6 meters.
So it can do it.
Looks like you can do it, but you'd have to set it up without the coils.
Yeah, so you can use the buddy Bull.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much wattage will the buddy pole take about that?
100 watts.
It'll take a 400 watts?
I think so.
Yeah. That would be pretty darn good. Okay.
Anything else?
Looks like you got it all set up.
Okay. Contact Jason, make sure.
Thank you.
You make sure you bring plenty of drinks. It'll probably be nice and hot.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody bring drinks and snacks.
There's a slight chance of rain, too.
Oh, that's good.
A very slight chance of rain.
Like 10 to 20% was the prediction. So.
You guys going to have a porta potty out here this time or no?
That's why we're at VC1.
Oh,
we get to use their toilet.
Use their toilet. Good.
Essential equipment.
Yes.
That's why we're there.
Do we have to be concerned with lightning safety?
We'll take it down if it represents lightning.
I think so.
They got too many high tension wire poles around here to be lightning safe to interject.
I have 0% chance of precipitation on Saturday.
Okay, great.
Nothing on Sunday either. The only rain chance is on Monday.
Yeah. Up in the mountains where it runs into the ground, runs
Monday,
out,
10%.
And flash of bugs and all the rest of those stuff.
74 to 64, so actually it'll be quite nice. Partly cloudy.
Great weather.
Okay,
guys.
All right, thanks.
Saturday.
Well, in case you guys get there before I do, the KX3 and the KXPA-100 are in the middle filing cabinet in the top shelf, so I figured that'd be super important.